This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Welcome back, Goldmine listeners. This is Pat Prince, editor of Goldmine, and this is the Record Store Recon edition, once again, of the Goldmine podcast. And we're going to have Dr. Diss talk about Waterloo Records from Austin, Texas, which ran in the February issue. And that was, Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
This was another virtual review, correct?
That is correct. This actually is our first official virtual review. And so we did it a little differently because obviously he had to know that that I was going to be talking to him about it, so I couldn't surprise him with what I was doing. So this was our first official virtual review.
How does the virtual review work?
So typically the one big difference that our readers will notice is that one of the categories has changed. I focused more on their website and did a lot of pre-research as to what social media platforms they're available on, rather than focusing on what's inside the store. Because obviously I can't see, other than a video that they're nice enough to show me, kind of how the store looks.
Right.
So it's not fair to rate a store on how they look when I can't really get in there to look. So I focused more on their website and their social media.
Now, the website, you said, was pretty good. They had a lot of nice specials on Texas artists because they're in Austin, Texas, right? And they have their they have good social media and a good Discogs page, correct?
That is correct. And so I rated them. I think I gave them an 8 or a 9.
A 9.
A 10 on their website. Yep.
It wasn't
the
perfect.
Only issue I,
yeah, you
right,
just.
The only issue,
go ahead. I'm
the
sorry.
Only issue I had was as I was trying to scroll through it, sometimes I just couldn't get all the information. It kept wanting to like reset itself back up to the top. And I tried it on both my phone and my desktop computer, and I was having the same issue. But their inventory is so amazing. I mean, there's a reason why, and as you read in the article, that they are ranked like the top record store since the day they opened in 1982 for Austin, Texas.
That's got to be pretty good considering Austin is a music town.
Yep.
Now, also, you said that you wish they had more internal photographs on the site. But
I always like to see what the whole store looks like, and their website really focuses more on the outside of the store.
Right.
And there's not a lot of internal photos.
Now, what about the staff? You said the owners. You said you had a great experience with the owner.
Yeah.
Talking to
him. I talked with John. John is the owner of the store. He's been the owner since 1987. But before that, he worked at the store. And he's been with them since they opened in 1982. And so he was awesome. I got to work with a gentleman in their shipping, who handles a lot of their shipping. His name's Pablo. He's been with them. He's celebrating his 10th year. And then the man on the floor, their guru who helped me run around and look for stuff, was a gentleman by the name of Gus. and Gus has been with them for 4 years, but he was proud to let me know that this store was the first store he ever went to buy his very first ever cassette tape of U2's Joshua Tree, which he still has. Huh. So, you know, these are people who are committed to the community and then have come back to work at the same store that they bought stuff from.
And now when you walk into a store, you usually check to see how much their Fleetwood Mac rumors is to judge if they're overpriced or underpriced. They were out of it, right? He told you they were out of it.
That's correct. Yeah. Actually, that was, so I had, like I said, Gus running around, and they could not find any used or new copies. He says that is probably consistently one of their top selling albums all the time.
Yes.
So I said, all right, well then I said, let's talk some other albums that are pretty regularly found in stores. And one was, he had, what did he have? A London Records original, Rolling Stones, Majesty's yep. Request.
Yeah.
And they had a reissued brand new copy for $33.99 and a used copy for $39.99. And that's not that outrageous for that album. And their albums are in really good shape.
So. Oh, that's good. So their grading is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now you said that what you liked, did you buy some stuff yourself? Did you buy some Texas artists?
I did not buy Texas artists. I did order an album from them, as well as loaded up on a brand new hoodie, and I've got a new T-shirt for the next round of the quilt that will be made. But Waterloo has a phenomenal selection of store swag, probably up there with some of the stores that I've visited in Seattle. They've got a lot of good store swag.
Now, you said that the interesting history was there was a partnership. It started in 82, and then John Kunz, right? Is that his name? Kunz or Kunz?
Yep.
K-U-N-Z, bought out his partner, yep. Louis. And I guess it has moved since. The current store has 6,400 square feet. That's pretty big. And, you know, as far as a lot of stores are so small, right?
Yep.
Now, they've been closed for a while because of COVID, or did they reopen?
Yes. And so actually, just to go back to a point you said earlier, their original store, which is just down the street from where they are now, was originally 1,200 square feet.
Mm.
And so you're right. I mean, they really grew over yes. the years to a building now that's 6,400 square feet. As far as what they've done during COVID, because that's been another issue, obviously, of things I've talked about with a lot of our stores. They shut down in March, and they had just reopened their store November 2nd. I think I talked with them probably mid-November. So they had just kind of reopened. They're limiting the number of people that they can have in the store, and everybody has to be masked up. And the thing that impressed me a lot about John is truly his commitment to the community, because he said he and a lot of the other small business retailers had all been working together to make sure that they were opening up in a safe way, and that nobody was like trying to kind of undercut somebody else by, hey, I'm going to open up a month earlier before this guy so I can get all the business. I mean, it seems like they put a plan together amongst all of the stores and then move forward with it.
Well, with all this space, they're able to make stuff look good. I was looking at their turntable section. It looks beautiful. In fact, we printed a photo of it in the February issue where all yep. the turntables are on, and it's just a great looking display. I mean, it looks like almost like a store like you would see something you would see in Target or something.
Yeah, well, and again, we're talking about a store that's got 6,400 square feet.
Right.
And, you know, they do a lot of in-stores. When COVID is not in full force, they average upwards of 2 to 3 live shows a week in wow. their store, because Austin is such a hotbed of live music. They get they get everybody passing through. And so they're one of those few stores that still get a lot of in-store appearances and things like that.
Right. So they pretty much have everything. You even emphasize that. I like a record store like that where I can find music magazines, turntables, you name it. Because you feel like you could spend more time there, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure, you know, when COVID is over, you'll get a chance to go there in person and check it out.
Most certainly.
But I got to ask, why the name Waterloo in Austin, Texas?
I am glad that you asked that. So for those of you who did not grow up in Texas and were not forced to have to take Texas history, or as we used to call it, Texas misery, because I did grow up in Houston and was a requirement to graduate from high school that you took Texas history, you would know that the original name of Austin was Waterloo. Mm. However, John was quick to point out that that may not be the real reason why they named it Waterloo. He'll give you two other reasons.
Okay.
One, the original import buyer, way back in the days at the store, absolutely loved ABBA. And so he said they may have gone with it for that reason. The other thing is, he said, it just so happens that he loves, and it is the theme song of the store, the Kinks' Waterloo Sunset. So you'll find that playing a lot of times at the store. But I'm going to go with, I think they named it Waterloo Records because that's what Austin, Texas was before it became Austin.
Why don't we just say it was a mixture of all three?
Yeah.
So now let's go on to, we've been doing giveaways on this show. So what's the recent giveaway that you have?
We have a great giveaway. And hopefully in an upcoming issue, you're going to read an article about these guys. And I'm going to butcher their name, but it's Agronautics, Agronautix. And they are the creators of the Throbblehead collection. Oh, and you definitely want to check out their website. And what they're going to do is they're going to give us, and they've been nice enough to give us, a Devo Throbblehead and a Devo album.
Mm.
And so the trivia question, or the question that we will ask, to win this, and of course you need to be the first person to tweet Dr. Disc at Dr. Disc, all spelled out, will get this item, or these two items, and it is, what category are we now reviewing in the virtual record store reviews that we did not do when we were doing face-to-face?
Hmm. And we also covered that at the beginning,
That's right.
Some readers probably noticed that right away. Some might have skipped over it. However, your last few giveaways, people have responded as soon as this podcast was up. As soon as this podcast episode was posted, they responded to you. So listeners,
we've gotten some winners right away.
Yeah, listeners, you got to contact Dr. Disc on your Twitter site, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
Dr. DocTorDisc.
So what are we visiting next month? What record store?
Well, next month, we're going to jump into our imaginary airplane, and we're going to fly over. We're going to leave the mainland, and we're going to head to Anchorage, Alaska.
Ooh.
To visit Obsession Records.
I like that. It's cold there, but I think you mentioned, even though it was cold, people stood in line for record store day.
Yep, we're going to talk about that and the unique challenges to owning a record store in Anchorage, Alaska.
All right, thanks again, Dr. Disc. It was a good episode. And we'll see how fast someone calls in for this Devo. I'm willing to bet it's going to be pretty quick. Okay, listeners, this is Pat Prince signing off. Thank you, Dr. Disc. We'll see you next time in the Record Store Recon podcast. And don't forget to pick up an issue of Goldmine at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. Or you can go to goldminemag.com and get exclusive content and a whole lot more. Okay, signing off. We'll see you next time. Cheers.
Find what you're looking for. inside that record store across the whole world. They've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.